This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, Leslie, trading today was mostly lower for the live cattle and mixed for the feeder cattle. Today was another session that lacked market-moving news. We still have not heard of any cash trade taking place in our feed yards. We saw at midday choice box beef down $1.46, select boxes down 81 cents, a movement of 70 loads, and we saw a daily cattle slaughter of 110,000 head today. We saw on the close today, December live cattle 40 cents lower, February cattle down 15, Jan feeders were $1.12 higher, while March feeders were up 15, and February lean hogs 25 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, Santa. I want a Ford Fusion.
All the boys and girls this year have been telling me they all want a Ford vehicle through video chats and chirps and text messages, you name it.
All I want is a new Ford Super Duty.
Ah, it's probably because of the Ford Dream Big sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer. So obviously, these children have visions of cool Ford vehicles dancing in their heads.
Can I please get a Ford Escape?
Oh, I hope that Ford has a much bigger workshop than we do.
It's the Ford Dream Big sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. There's no better time to get big savings on our complete lineup. From the sophisticated Fusion to the innovative Escape to the built Ford Tough F-150, your Oklahoma Ford dealer has you covered. For a limited time, get low financing, special year-end cash back, and low monthly payments. Hurry in now for the best selection of remaining 2014 models while supplies last. For more information, check out oklahomaford.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
Tom, what happened in the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, we saw overnight trading mainly on the negative side. Then we saw our 7:30 export sales come out. They were very poor for the wheat, but very good, better than expected for corn and soybeans. This helped give the corn and the soybeans a bounce and pulled the wheat off their lows after seeing Kansas City wheat make a new low for the wheat today. We also saw Canada's final production report of the year come out, and it found more wheat and canola in Canada than what was expected. Now, we did see on the close today the March KC wheat down 4 1/4. July KC wheat was down 2 3/4. March Chicago wheat closed up 0.25 cents. March corn was up 7 3/4 cents. July corn up 7 1/4. January soybeans 12 1/4 higher. March soybeans were up 12 cents. And March cotton today 78 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
I'm Leslie Smith. That's a market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.